Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And I've got to be honest, friends, it's been a lot of fun bouncing around the state, going as far east as Billings, and then, of course, landing here in the Flathead with my good buddy, Brian Nicodemus at RE/MAX Rocky Mountain Real Estate. We were talking about the markets, you know, what's been going on in those respective communities. And it's been really interesting to hear the average sale price differences and the different flow of real estate, if you want to call it that. However, the one thing that I would say was in common is that all of these markets did have what felt a lot like a shortage of inventory. And it felt that way because inventory was selling really fast. What we call days on market was really, really low, even in Great Falls and in Helena and Missoula. So it was interesting to see that similarity going across the whole state. Now, in effort to have fun, not really extend the conversation, however, considering the fact that we have this pressure-cooked real estate market right now, you've got inventory flying off the shelf, you got average sale price increasing by, you know, about 20% across the whole state if you factor in everybody's averages. And I got to thinking, I had a good friend on the radio show a couple of months ago. He comes with a construction background, a general contractor and remodeling, and we were talking about that. However, I was thinking, man, you know what? You've got to be crazy to jump into real estate right now saying, you know what, things are flying off the shelf, everything's bonkers, multiple offers, you know, cash offers. I think I'll jump in on that, you know. So please welcome my good buddy, Brian Todd with Keller Williams, back to the radio show to talk about, hey, who's crazy enough to launch a career in real estate in this market?
Hey, Come on. Hey, yeah. Justin, how are you, man?
Good.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Hey, real quick, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, RE/MAX Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, protecting what matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, Brian, you've been licensed for under a year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you've got a big smile on your face. So,
yeah, man.
Yeah, so things are good.
Yeah. Just super excited about life, man. Super excited to be here in Montana, and super excited about everything that's going on, man. And especially in the real estate market, it's a fun industry to be in.
I have a great privilege and honor to actually watching you build your business mm-hmm. rather close. You're in my office,
yes,
and we meet regularly.
Yeah.
To talk about it, you've had some fantastic experiences representing sellers.
Yeah.
And a handful of buyers.
Yep.
And you're really no stranger to striking up conversation.
Yeah.
Is that a gift or is that something you acquired?
Man, I think it comes with tough skin. You know, it's in the market right now, there's a lot of people that want to sell the house by themselves. And, you know, I call them with respect and honor and just listen to them talk. And, you know, I've heard no a lot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've heard multiple yeses, which is great because then it brings a closing and brings a solution to that person.
Yeah. It brings a good experience.
Oh, yeah.
So you're helping somebody. So what I'm hearing you is what I'm hearing you share is that a good amount of your business might be coming from talking to for sale by owners.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've built my whole business on calling people I don't know.
Oh,
you know, so I got my license in March.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until June where I said, you know, cause last time you had me on the show, I was like, I'm going to do both. I'm going to do real estate and construction.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think anybody has the capacity for that right now, especially in a market or especially living in the Flathead. So,
okay. Well said.
About 2 months ago, excuse me, I just made the commitment. I told my wife, I said, look, babe, I'm going full time into this thing. I'm surrounded by great people over here at KW, and I have the support that I need that will help me succeed and be able to do what I do best. And that's talking with people.
You know what does show up, and I'm going to give you a little bit of kudos here, Brian. You may not recognize this, or maybe you do. You are very diligent. Mm-hmm. You're on time every time. Mm-hmm. You're early.
Yeah.
You're in the office early, one of the first, and you're on the phone with no fear whatsoever.
Yeah.
Truly dedicated to building this business.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, I bring that up because that's not always common. You know, a lot of people, it's pretty easy to find an interest in real estate because the TV makes it look good.
Yeah.
And some people will look at that and say, I want to do that because it looks fun, it looks good, and it looks profitable. However, once the nut and bolts of it, the really nitty gritty is the grind.
Oh, yeah.
That I see you doing really well.
I appreciate that, man. You know, I'm a passionate person. And so I've been able to filter my passion in multiple avenues in my life.
Okay.
And, you know, that, you know, 8 weeks ago period where I told my wife and told, you know, people, I said, look, I'm going full time into this thing. I've been able to, you know, kind of close doors on those things.
Okay.
Not shut them off, but focus all my passion into real estate.
Right.
And so that I've been in business on my own for 7 years.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 months, I've never been happier.
Oh my gosh, that's
you
awesome.
Know, I've never been happier.
What you just illustrated was focus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You said, I can't have these distractions. Mm-hmm. I've got to close these doors, at least at this time.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you even sold your truck.
I sold my truck. I sold everything but the kids and wife, man. Yeah. Tools, everything. I literally, my bike, everything. I sold everything because I was used to paying myself doing construction. And mm-hmm. so I made that sacrifice because I'm going into real estate. I don't know when I'm going to get paid next, but I got the faith to do this. And so I just jumped into it and just started selling all the material things in my life just to help me get by, man. And here we are, and we're closing properties.
That's some dedication.
Right. Yeah.
That's like, I'm pulling the trigger on this. We're making it happen.
Yeah, we're going to get there. I don't know how we're going to get there, but we're going to get there.
Oh my gosh. we're hanging out with Brian Todd of Keller Williams this weekend, and we're talking about why or how crazy must you be to say, I'm going to do this thing called real estate in this year. This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. We've got to take a quick break. However, Brian, you want to hang on?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back.
Awesome.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
Welcome back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. Hanging out with me, probably one of the happiest agents in real estate, Brian Todd with Keller Williams. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm glad to be back, man.
Yeah, you know, Brian, you're carrying this huge smile. And admittedly, real estate in this market right now is not easy. It's not for the weary. It's not for the faint. Yeah. Okay, it is rather difficult. Managing multiple offer scenarios is rather difficult.
Oh yeah,
it can be very stressful.
Absolutely.
And words really do matter. Mm-hmm. We learned that lesson, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We've got to be very, very careful with our words, and we have to be very careful with in guiding the words of our clients as well. You know, we've got the lens of fair housing that we have to watch out for. We have just our ethical due diligence. We all swear to a code of ethics. We've got a lot going on, and I love the solution to your business plan. The element of success found in your business plan was through focus.
Yeah.
You said to your wife, who's most important,
oh, yeah.
and you said, this is what we're doing. I'm selling the truck. I'm selling the tools. I am not going to be a part-time agent. Going to be a full-time
agent.
Right. And it's showing up.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
You're selling a lot. You're helping a lot of clients, helping a lot of customers. I love the generous nobility there. Like, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, you're selling your home by yourself. I'm a professional. I can help you.
Yeah.
Let me show you.
Yeah,
and then boom, magic happens. Closing happens. Yep. And everybody is off into the sunset with their commission checks and their smiles.
That's right.
And you know what? Through the break, you're sharing with me how you said, Justin, I'm just having a great day. I had an opportunity to help another agent today.
That's right.
Talk to me about that.
Oh, man. And that's literally like, I love helping, you know, people sell their homes and stuff like that. But we're in an industry where it could be very discouraging for an agent.
Sure.
And, you know, I am nobody special. You know, people are asking me, how are you doing what you're doing in 8 weeks? And the simple equation is this. I'm another human helping another human win.
Wow. Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no strings attached. There's no special anything like that. So I get to share that with these other agents.
Cool.
And to be able to sit down with an agent who feels like quitting, who's not sure if they made the right decision to come into this industry, who can't get a listing, who can't get a buyer, or just defeated and depleted, I want to be able to talk to them and share, hey, man, let's do this together.
Okay.
You know, so I was helping that agent this morning in my office, and then another agent walked in and I said, hey, here's a listing lead, and just gave it to him.
Oh, wow.
I didn't need it.
Wow.
I mean, because it's a team play. Like, this isn't so I can just get rich and, you know, have a house on the hill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to help people in life, and that's what Brian Todd does, and that's what I look forward to, like, in the future, is helping people win, whether you're an agent or whether you're a client. It doesn't doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I am just another human helping another human win.
I love it. Man, you just took it way larger than real estate. This isn't just sticks and bricks anymore. This is not just personal development. Yeah, this is shared personal development.
Yeah. So this is real life. This is real dreams. And this is real estate. And that's what we're doing.
Oh, man. Yeah. It just knocked that one out of the park.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
That's cool. Well, hey, thanks for sharing that as well. Yeah. And may I go this far? There might be somebody listening to the show right now who actually is in real estate or is considering maybe a path in real estate.
Oh, yeah.
And after hearing the first half of the show, like, I don't know, that's kind of a bonkers market to jump into.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they deserve having sit down with a cup of coffee and Brian Todd.
Oh, call me.
Yeah.
Call me. I will encourage you. I will edify you. I will lift you up into a place where you can focus on that. If you got into real estate already, that is probably the best decision you ever made in your life. And if you're thinking about getting into real estate, it's perfect time to do so. And I would love to help you. And I get to do what I get to do because I am surrounded by people that are lifting me up, that are encouraging me, that are walking through these fires with me, because I'm new here.
Yeah, yeah.
But at Keller Williams, I'm surrounded by people who've been in the business, who've been in the industry for over a decade, maybe even longer.
Yep.
And that is what I fell in love with, Justin, is that I've been in business for 7 years on my own. And it's been a struggle. Mm-hmm. There's been lots of fires, but the feeling that I have at Keller Williams, nobody can take that from me.
Yeah, that's
cool. It's irreplaceable, man.
That's really wild.
If I have a question, there's multiple people to ask, and I realize I'm not alone. And this is about all of us going up the mountain together.
Friends, you know what I predict? If we were to have Brian Todd on the show, even 6 months from now, we're going to see a much even larger, even bigger, even stronger Brian Todd. You know why? Because he's not in this thing by himself for himself. What I'm hearing is a guy who wants to bring a lot of people to the top of the hill.
Anybody and everybody.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you want to go, let's go.
And you're using the passion and the skill set that you develop through real estate. Because if you really think about it, Brian, and you and I've talked about this before, you're really in a business of words.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just about having conversations.
And the most important thing is words matter.
words matter. They get very serious when you put on paper,
absolutely.
Too. Yeah. So you're in the business of words, and you can actually, it's been said in a good book, you know, life and death on the power of the tongue, right?
That's
so
right, man.
You can either choose to build somebody up or tear them down with the words that you choose to say.
And you can do that to yourself, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, so self-harm is important, too, or is very aware.
Yeah.
So you're using your career to not just build and develop finances for your family to fund your future and your dreams.
Yeah.
You're using it to build others.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the funds are to fund the mission.
Yeah.
That's not the purpose and the mission. It's literally the tunnel that's going to give me the opportunity to help people in life, whether you're in the Flathead or whether you're in a different state or in a different nation.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, I've been given this opportunity to create finances to fund the mission.
You know what? The title for the show now just became When Real Estate Becomes Larger Than the Market.
Come on now.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian Todd, for hanging out with us.
It was a pleasure. It was an honor. I'll see you next time.
Let's say I'm an agent who needs a word of encouragement. Give me that number.
406-291-9939. I promise I will fit you on my schedule this week. We can have coffee whenever it's convenient for you.
Love it. Brian Todd with Keller Williams. Thanks for hanging out with us
on the
Flathead Home Show. Hey, Flathead, have fun out there. Be safe, be well. And of course, as always,
welcome home.